the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
She just pointed, the guests are sharp and the responses are never dull. We have Tamara Wolf, Tamara like a camera, and a snapshot of who she is. I know that's an inside joke, Brains. I'm not even gonna share it with you, okay? But know that she is here with us on the Edge, and she is a mindset mastery maven. I'm going to have her define that for us, because that's a big $25 term. You know, everybody's turning it out, and I want to see what's really going on, what's behind the scenes. Can you believe that she used to play hockey? Look at that little cute face. Would you ever think that was a hockey player? She's a ballerina. She worked with disabled and helped them work through dance to be able to express themselves and unlock some of the things that are trapped behind those disabilities. So, Brains, I want you to help me welcome to the Edge, our guest today, Tamara Wolf.
Hey, hi, how are you? Great to be here, April.
I know the struggle is real. So thanks so much for being here with us. This is a great opportunity for you to share with us, what is this? I wouldn't say it's a new phenomenon, because some of the people that you work with, I've heard, you know, they've got long resumes and a lot of accolades and books, like Mary Morrissey and Wayne Dyer, great people like that. But what turned you on to mindset mastery, and what does that mean to you?
That's a great question. Well, it goes back in time with my therapy that I started with dance therapy, looking at the fact that we can't express ourselves just by talking, but there's also the emotional piece and the physical piece. And so it also moved into my direct selling, where I was having neuroscience training with coaching my team members, and how you use that in business to keep your mindset at the right level so you can stay in the game and be effective as a entrepreneur and out there selling. And so I've actually used that myself in sports. It's been embedded in all my training and leadership in my direct selling. And I know for a fact that it works, because I apply it every day. So it's just been an interest of mine for a while. And then when I came upon what I'm doing now, it was divine intervention. I found what I'm doing now, and it all gelled.
It's a certain discipline, though, you know, because everybody's not coachable. Okay. So you have to want to be in that space, and you got to be able to, you know, take it for the long haul. This is not a sprint, it's a marathon. What are you instilling your clients to just kind of keep them motivated and keep them on track? Because people get distracted these days real easy.
Great question. And we really start our whole coaching process with having them formulate their own vision of where they're going, so their why is big enough, and that it has that pull for them to want to follow through and stay on track. And then I'm helping them with tools that help them stay in the energy of positivity, as opposed to getting pulled into the negativity that we all get trapped in. Would you agree?
Trapped like a rat.
Yeah, we can get caught in negativity, right? And then our energy is drained.
That programming, that negative self-talk that just keeps rewinding over and over and magnifying.
Exactly.
Like somebody, but they got to change their frequency. And so you've done great work your entire career. You went back again and you were working with disabled through dance. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I was a dance movement therapist. And so I was working with handicapped children to help them with the expressive side of themselves. You know, they were focused on physical therapy and rehabbing in that way. But there's kids we express ourselves, and we were looking at how to combine and help them find appropriate ways through movement and music to express themselves. And so it was amazing work coordinating with other therapists in this school that I was working at, and helping them through music and props to really identify the feelings that were going on inside.
That's beautiful. You know, a lot of people use art therapy also. You know
that really I worked people. With them too. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you have some ballet slippers yourself. So tell us about you, Twinkle Toes.
Yeah, I've been dancing since I was little. In fact, my dance studio was right down the street. My teacher had a studio and it was also a preschool, so I could go right down the street, and I performed and danced since I was 4 all the way through college. So tap, ballet, jazz. So I loved performing, and it actually was a great way for me to overcome being shy. My dance was my expressive way to be out there and to, even my English teacher in high school saw that I had trouble standing up and presenting in front of a class. And so she let me bring the whole class down to the auditorium I did my dance for my project.
Wow.
So that was quite a forward-thinking teacher. So awesome. I so appreciated that.
That's awesome sauce. You paid it forward by, putting those ballet slippers to good use with working with others. But how did you get into some ice skates to play hockey?
Well, my dance teachers and my coaches were like, these do not go together. But I grew up in Massachusetts. We had an ice rink that my dad built in our backyard. The whole neighborhood would come and play hockey. And so the question was, do I want to play hockey or do I want to do some figure skating? And the whole bunch of us girls said, we want to do ice hockey. So my dad got us into that. And I played hockey from middle school through college. I played college club hockey. And then I became a coach in that with my kids down here in Virginia. So it's been a family affair. Always, we love our hockey.
Okay. And what's your team? What's your favorite team?
The Capitals here in Washington, D.C.
Okay, the Capitals. I think we're the Ducks. So I tried to watch hockey, and I really kind of liked it. I wouldn't turn it off. It is a fast-paced sport. It's a little aggressive. But you have to have stamina and endurance. You really do, because they're moving fast on that ice. And you're moving fast on ice, too. Tell us a little bit about some of the foods that you like to incorporate. What are some of your favorite foods? I'm about to ask you some spontaneous questions here.
Well, one of my favorite ones that I've just kind of grown into is avocado. Mm. I like the taste, but I also like what it does for you. It gives a little flat belly and it fills you up.
My mother says that avocado has no taste. It I can't describe the taste, but I love them too. Oh my God, on a little piece of toast and maybe some cucumbers and tomatoes. It is absolutely divine. But you also put them in a smoothie. Tell us about your secret recipe.
Yeah, the smoothie, the nice thing about an avocado, it brings that really thickness to the smoothie. So I put berries in there. I put coconut yogurt, the avocado. Sprinkle a little bit of unsweetened cocoa. That's really good for you as well. And then a little ice and water, and just blend it up, and it's frothy and just delicious.
Really? Frothy and delicious. All right. So the next question is, if there was 3 things that you just couldn't live without, what would they be?
Oh, goodness. That's a great question. Going to the beach. Not getting to the beach. I don't know if that's necessarily a thing. Also, a chance to exercise and dance and have music. And friends and family.
Well, that's absolutely beautiful. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, that's a great question. Let's see. finding residual milk on the kitchen table that my husband kind of dribbled there like every day.
You'll learn to appreciate that as we get older.
That's right.
That is so sweet. And I know that your favorite colors are yellow and blue. If you could paint the sky yellow and blue, what would be your accent colors?
Oh, yeah. bright, vibrant pink.
Mm.
And I'd put some red in there too. I like the pop of color.
Pop of color.
Pop of color.
Where do you see yourself in the next 3 years? Where are you setting your sights on?
Yeah. Highly successful, a life coach and speaker, hitting international stages, reaching out across the miles and impacting people all around the world, while at the same time, you know, enjoying my life as I'm making a great income that I can do that traveling, and also giving back with the increased income, be able to give back to Alzheimer's research. I also will have completed a book, The Happiness Factor. That's kind of a title popping around.
Right.
How do we reach that happiness? Because happiness is the key ingredient for our best life and health across the board. So,
but it's people are constantly chasing it. They just don't let it happen naturally. If you just lay back in the cut and relax, brains, take a deep breath. Don't be so anxious. Don't be so overexcitable. Don't feel like you're entitled. Just chill for a minute. Listen to some good music. Have some nice tea. Make you a good avocado smoothie. Get yourself together, because it's about a balance, right? You cannot go to the next level. Life is like stairs. You know, you got to keep climbing. You got to keep climbing. It's not just a straight trajectory. You know, if it was, we would all be there, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you got to appreciate every day. It's a brand new baby day every day. We don't get it back again. So happiness is right here in front of us. Right.
So leave us with this, you know, because you said you did some direct sales, and I kind of like to always include that because that requires team building. Talk about the individual work that you just spoke about that you do with your clients, but tell us about your team efforts. How do you build a team and how do you keep that motor running?
That's a great question. And it really is helping them to remember what their why is. You know, if they're running their own businesses and I'm supporting them and moving that forward, and they've got to keep that why in front of them.
Right.
And then also recognizing them, rewarding them for their efforts, because they won't necessarily recognize that themselves. So you're helping them learn that so they can really, you know, move forward. So, and having a team spirit, we always, you know, have some kind of theme or something that we're working with. So people are working together and have the camaraderie. So,
well, you talked about being recognized. And I had a little beef with one of my friends. Oh, well, you know, you don't need to do awards because I have the Edgy Awards, and she's probably jealous because she's not in the running. But seriously, people want to be recognized, you know, some like monetary, some like just a certificate, but people want to know that they're appreciated. Don't you agree?
I do. And the key thing with all of that, when you're doing recognition, whatever you're giving, it's the way you're giving it and being specific about why they're getting it. What quality do you love about them? In their recognition, not just general, but being really specific so they can take it in for themselves.
I'll tell you a cute little story about recognition. So I asked my daughter a while back, I said, sweetheart, I said, you know, you're not dating. I said, you know, what's going on? You're an attractive girl and yada, yada, yada. She goes, you know, Mom, she says, I don't want my life to be like a t-ball game. I said, a t-ball game? She goes, yeah. She said, you know how all the kids get a trophy for participating? She says, well, you know what? When you get me, I want to be the prize. And you have been the prize today, Tamara Wolf.
It's been a joy to be with you, April. You have a big heart, and I so appreciate it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And this is more to come, okay? This is the beginning of a relationship, okay? Well, you don't just fall off the edge. I got you.
I love it.
Okay? Go back and listen to other edgy conversations, if I could get it off my tongue. Art, entertainment, music, science, love, neurolinguistic programming, mindset mastery, great authors, great recipes for smoothies, all here on the edge. I'm counting on you. Come on back. I'll be here. Bye.
Bye.